Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States reiterated its support for Sudan's civilian-led transition after an attempt was made to seize power from the country's civilian-led transitional government, or CLTG. According to Sudanese authorities, plotters loyal to former longtime president and dictator Omar Hassan al-Bashir attempted to seize power on September 21st, but were thwarted. Al-Bashir was ousted in 2019 after widespread peaceful protests demanded his removal. He is currently imprisoned in Khartoum and is subject to arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for charges that include genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. For the past 2 years, Sudan has been ruled by a civilian-led transitional government that is working to move the country toward democratic elections in early 2024. The U.S. government has worked closely with Sudan to safeguard democratic gains during this transition. State Department spokesperson Ned Price condemned the failed attempt by rogue military and civilian actors to seize power from Sudan's civilian-led transitional government. In a statement, he said, "The United States continues to support the CLTG in its pursuit of a democratic transition for Sudan. Anti-democratic actions, such as those of September 21st in Khartoum, undermine the call of the Sudanese people for freedom and justice and place international support for Sudan, including the bilateral relationship with the United States, at risk." Following the December 2020 rescission of Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism, the United States has continued to encourage greater collaboration with the CLTG and stepped up the influx of aid to Sudan. But as Volker Perthes, head of the UN Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, told the Security Council earlier in September, Sudan's challenges are immense, including a difficult economic situation, a lack of justice and accountability, and new outbreaks of violence in Darfur and the East. Mr. Perthes emphasized that the country requires sustained international support if it is to continue making progress in its transition to democracy. Spokesperson Price noted that along with a wide range of international actors, the United States is mobilizing substantial assistance to help Sudan achieve the country's economic and security goals. Mr. Price declared, "We will advance this support as Sudan makes continued progress in its ongoing transition, including the establishment of a legislative assembly, reform of the security sector under civilian leadership, and justice and accountability for past human rights abuses."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.